We're going to hear about another piece of science research that once took years but can now be accomplished in just days. It turns out that thousands of non-scientists sitting at home computers may be as useful as a single Einstein. And we can thank online crowdsourcing for that. Stan Jastrzebski of member station WFSU in Tallahassee explains.
The next evolution of science isn't happening in a lab. It's in a basement in a rural Florida county. Bill Stinson sits at his PC looking at a picture of a plant. It was given to him by a website called Notes from Nature. The site helps university researchers catalog their collections using public help. Stinson's job is to parse the information on an index card attached to each record and enter the data into 9 fields the site tracks.
First thing that they want here is the country and then the state.
Stinson isn't a scientist. He's a member of the Florida Native Plant Society and has completed more than 50 entries for Florida State University's herbarium. It's a giant repository of plant species native to the southeast U.S. FSU biology professor Austin Mast runs the lab, which contains some species so rare they're found in only a few places. They're housed in rows of green metal cabinets. Inside are stacks of color-coded folders with a variety of plant specimens.
It's interesting to look through here. You've got pine cones, and you've got branches, and you've got pieces of what looks like pieces of bark and other sorts of flowering parts of the plant that might otherwise drop to the ground.
These cabinets house more than 210,000 specimens. Mast says these non-scientists who contribute their time to Notes from Nature catalog much faster than his researchers could.
We, in the herbarium, had databased about 76,000 of our specimens in the last 10 years. It took 10 days to get through that many on the Notes from Nature site.
Rob Guralnick is the zoology curator at the University of Colorado's Museum of Natural History and one of the website's founders. He says science is no longer as reliant on singular minds like an Einstein or an Aristotle, and contributions like Stinson's are increasingly important.
You know, we've kind of passed through that phase of our understanding of how to, you know the world and the ways that one person can transform our understanding of science. Now a lot of the questions that are most challenging and vexing that are left on the table are really about collective intelligence.
And Mast says there's a lot of time and work left.
There are about 1 billion specimens in collections like this in the United States. And estimates suggest that there are only 10% of those databased. So we have a 900 million specimen backlog.
At Bill Stinson's house, he's ready to transcribe another entry. What pops up next resonates with him.
As it happens, this particular collection comes from my home county, Walton County.
He's done crowdsourced science before, but most of it was passive. He'd allow someone in the world to harness his computer's processor to calculate tough problems while he wasn't using it. But Stinson grew up walking out his back door into the woods. And now, even on days he can't get outdoors, he can help preserve nature.
If you don't have any kind of clue about what it is, you can't see any real point in protecting it. It looks like something to use rather than something to understand.
There are more than 5,000 people just like Stinson, all contributing to science one keystroke at a time. For NPR News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski in Tallahassee, Florida.